is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Yeah. 1227, welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me now, the legend himself. Wow. Susan and Cheryl, they're standing right now. They're not even sitting down behind Angel. They are standing back there clapping. Jerry Schimmel joining us. Of course, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies, the voice of the UNC Bears basketball team. Jerry, my man, how are you?
I'm doing good. You know, with that introduction, I thought you were going to say Tanner Schwint, but you're talking about me, huh?
Yeah, normally, if that were to happen, that would be Tanner's mom back there clapping, if that were the case. And it's usually a very modest clap at the best, so, you know, it's not the same.
No, Tanner, Tanner's doing great, I know, and hopefully he's not listening to this.
No, probably.
But I'm
not
doing great. To answer your question, doing great this afternoon. How about you, Brady?
Jerry, I had some of that hot sauce that you brought by last week. Oh my goodness, dude! I love hot sauce, but that has a kick to it. I loved it.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Oh my gosh,
that's my favorite. I'm a big Cajun guy, big hot sauce guy, and I don't like it too spicy. This stuff, I think, is perfect. It's just enough spice for me. I literally eat that stuff every single day.
I love it, man, and I really appreciate it. I'm keeping the bottle, by the way. When it's all gone, I'm keeping it as just a piece of memorabilia that I got from Jerry Schimmel. Jerry, you were out at basketball practice to watch this team kind of rolling as we get closer and closer to the start of the regular season. But obviously, the two things that stick out about this team, Dalen Kuntz, Matt Johnson, those guys I think are poised to just be phenomenal players yet again. Probably the best, you know, guard duo in all of the conference.
Yeah, no question about it, Brady. I think that's the best backcourt in the Big Sky, and I think everybody will recognize that. Two guys that have been around a long time, both in their fifth year. I think Matt's in his sixth year now with the red shirt. Both are graduates, and both are not just great players and have a lot of experience, but guys that are determined and they're motivated, and I think that they know this is their last season together, last season as a Bear. They want to go out with a bang. So I think not only do you have that great combination backcourt, Brady, but you got a motivated and inspired duo as well back there.
So obviously we know that. We know those guys are going to be good, and we're excited to see what they can put together. The big question I have, Jerry, is what are they doing at the big man position, a center, power forward, whatever we want to call it now? Obviously, Korjon Kuch is gone, so now trying to replace him. What, just talking to Coach Steve Smiley, are you getting an idea at who's going to be starting at number five?
You know, it's a tough call right now. I think that, and by the way, Jamel Melvin is hurt as well. He's got a broken bone in his leg and might not be around the whole season. So I think he was probably penciled in as the starter at center, but that's all out the window now. I think what's going to happen is they're going to rely on a couple freshmen along that front line and probably a transfer, a guy named Riley Abercrombie, who's a 6'8", 6'8", 6'7", guy who can play three or four, probably can't play in the post, but and he'll probably be a starter, my guess is. And then I think you look at four freshmen that are really good. I mean, Brady, they're really talented. You can get a really good taste in one practice of whether a guy can play or not, and they got four freshmen coming in that are going to get substantial playing time and are going to be impressive. So one or two of those guys is probably going to start probably along that front line.
Wow, and that's a great sign for the future, because I know you know just sitting down talking to Smiley, that's like the first thing he starts with. Once he gets past Dalen Kuntz and Matt Johnson, he's going all in on these freshmen, and so we expect those guys not to just be good down the road. But Jerry, you're thinking a lot of these guys, you know, the Langston Reynolds and Brock Wisney, like these guys might be big impact players this season.
I think they have to be. I think they're kind of shorthanded right now. You know, you lose Korjon Kuch in a transfer. Bodie Hume is gone. He's graduated. There are a couple spots there that are big spots to fill, and there just aren't enough bodies right now, especially since Jamel Melvin is out. So I think that it comes down to, hey, you have to play, whether you're good enough or not. And you know, it made me think about this. way back when, back in the early 90s, Brady, I was doing the Nuggets, and we drafted LaPhonso Ellis. Mm. And Dan Issel was the coach. And I heard him say this to LaPhonso Ellis. He said, "I don't know if you... if you're good or you're not very good, but you're going to play. So let's see if we can be good." That's what he told LaPhonso. So that's kind of what we have at UNC. It's, you know what, you better be ready because you're probably going to get some playing time. You know, you mentioned Brock Wisney. There's a guy, Juju Ramirez.
Yeah.
Who's a 6'9 guy from Lawrence, Kansas, recruited by a lot of big-time schools, including Kansas. And then there's Caleb Shaw, who's a freshman from Phoenix, who everybody thought was going big time. So you've got, you know, the second and third best players in high school from the state of Colorado last year, plus a couple of guys that you thought were going to go to a major school. So you love that combination of the four freshmen they have on that roster.
I'm excited just to see what they can do. And boy, Jerry, we're going to throw them right out into the wolves right off the bat. They're at Houston that first game, November 7th on a Monday. They've got Baylor down the road, San Jose State. Obviously, CSU and CU are in that mix, Air Force. So we're going to, I mean, they're going to be battle-tested by the time they even think about Big Sky Conference play.
That is so true. And I think that's okay, too. And a lot of that happened last year. And a lot of those games are on the road like they are this year. And the Bears went down to Arizona, who I think that time was rated number three or number four, and played them well for a half and then another half, probably three-fourths of that game. They played them really well. Same thing's going to happen in Houston. That's the number three ranked team of the preseason, so they'll have their hands full. But you know what it does? It gets you ready. Hey, throw to the Wolves. It gets you ready for the conference. And I think there's such a great combination of young and old. And the older being, not old, but experienced seniors like Coons and Johnson, it's a mix of these young guys and a couple guys in between, that I think that roster, I think it's going to be just fine, especially come conference time in the Big Sky.
We're talking to Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears, and you mentioned Juju Ramirez and him being sought after by a lot of big-time schools. What is it in your mind that Steve Smiley can really use to get some of these players? Is it playing time? I mean, because if you're Juju Ramirez, maybe you can go to a bigger school, but you might not see the real floor until year two, three, whatever. Is that what it is? Or does Smiley use the, hey, look at what Dalen Kuntz is doing. He came from a Pac-12 team in CU. Now he's the leader of this team. He might go on and win a Conference Player of the Year award. Or even looking further back, look at Damian Lillard. That guy was a Big Sky Conference player, and look, he's one of the top players in the league.
I think what you probably do is use all that. I don't know what the approach he uses, but it's obviously very effective to get these four guys. But I think it's a probably combination. I think the biggest thing with a guy like Juju Ramirez is, you know what, come in and play right away. If you go to the University of Kansas, you might sit on that bench and round out that roster for 4 years, but you're going to come in here, no guarantees, no promises, but you're probably going to play right away. You're that good. You can play at our level right now. So I think that's enticing. That's probably number one. Secondly, I think they look at all the players. I think there's, five or six of them now that are maybe seven, counting Bodie Hume now, that are playing overseas. They're playing professional basketball, and you have that little carrot you can hand out. All right, you might not make the NBA, but you know what? We produce a lot of guys that are professional basketball players. And then I think the Dalen Kuntz is a good example, too. You know, state player of the year as a high school senior, went to Colorado with all these expectations, didn't work out, came to UNC and thrived. And he probably is. Yeah, I think he's going to be the preseason player of the year. I don't know if that's been announced yet, but I would guess that's probably going to be the case. So I think you probably, if you're Steve Smiley, you use all that stuff. Use everything within the rules to your advantage.
Jerry, we haven't seen the we haven't seen the preseason polls or anything like that just yet about the Big Sky. Am I right on that? We haven't seen those just yet,
correct.
Have we? Okay.
Yep. The voting's just taken place, I think, a week ago, so it should be out pretty soon.
Okay, and I think they are doing like a tip-off show or something along those lines.
Yeah.
We'll do our own tip-off show, Jerry. We'll just make that happen. But before those come out, where do you see this team? Obviously, they go far last year. They go all the way to the Big Sky Championship, and that unfortunately did not result the way they wanted it to. How good can this team be? And obviously, you're talking about how far can, you know, great freshmen, we're excited, but can Dalen and Matt bring this team?
I think it's a Big Sky Championship caliber team. I think maybe not the beginning because you're working some young guys in, but there's enough talent there. There really is, Brady. There's enough talent there to be a conference champion. A lot of the great players from last year around the Big Sky are gone now. They've graduated or transferred, including with the Bears, with John Cooch and Bodie Hume. So I think it's up for grabs, and I honestly would give the Bears as good a shot as anybody. Now, I don't think they're going to be hitting their stride early in the year because they have young players they have to mix in, but eventually, because of their talent level, I think they're as good as anybody in the conference. My guess is they're going to come out 3 or 4. I think people look at this team and say, oh, they got returning backcourt, and they're really good, so we'll give them a lot of votes for that. But they lost some big guys, and they got some big holes to fill, so we got to take some points away from there. They were picked 3 or 4 last year. I think they'll probably be the same this year in the preseason.
Talking to Jerry Schimmel. Jerry, why, if you can answer this, you're probably going to get $1 million check in the mail. Why is basketball so good when we're talking UNC, CSU, CU, even if we want to go up into Wyoming, and their football team's not bad this year. They had a big win over the weekend, Wyoming did. But why are we seeing this, especially the last few seasons? Basketball is just so good, and football is just so awful.
Well, that's a good question. I thought about that. My first response would be the coaching. I just think there's some wonderful basketball coaches around here, starting with Steve Smiley. The coach, Jeff Linder at Wyoming, is an extremely talented and effective coach. Tad Boyle, I'm a big, big fan of. The Air Force Academy does all it can to get athletes in there, and they compete hard. They're not a great team or a great they're not a great program right now, but they battle, and every time you play them, you got to look out because they'll get after you. So I think it's coaching. I think that right now around this area, especially in Colorado, they're just a great number of head coaches, and that kind of coaching ability is coming out in wins and losses. That's my first response. I think in the Big Sky, football is so good that UNC is getting beat up because these other teams are so good. I think UNC is probably a better team football wise than they were probably 3-4 seasons ago, but the rest of the conference has gotten so much better that they still can't compete. So I think number one is probably coaching, and number two is probably with football bad luck these days with other great programs.
Jerry, I think it'll be interesting, too, to see, because I know CSU football, like, it's not showing in the record right now, but with Jay Norvell, you think this thing is going to change around. Jay Norvell kind of reminds me, the demeanor, the way he carries himself, the way he gets out in the community and talks to his players, he kind of reminds me of some of these basketball coaches. And that will be an interesting thing to see if he takes hold. Is that a trend we're going after? Guys that are just flat out outgoing, they're like Steve Smiley and Nico Medved, they can get out in the community, they're just as at home doing that than they are coaching a team. I'll be curious to see if that's a trend that takes off. We want to go after these coaches that are just so outgoing, so personable, and can relate to these kids. That one will be big for me to watch.
Yeah, I think that's probably the trend right now. It probably depends on the school. And I've learned this over the years too, Brady, at any level, whether it's the college or the pros, different personalities win. I mean, I have a good friend who played for Tom Landry with the Cowboys, and he said Tom Landry never gave any rah-rah speeches, never any kind of motivational talk, none. He was stoic all the time. He was in the Hall of Fame, one of the greatest football coaches ever. And then you got guys at Grant and Rave and the guys that are in between. So different coaching styles win and different coaching styles lose. But I think that is the trend right now for football especially, is to get some energy, some enthusiasm. I'm going to think that's probably a little motivation behind the Broncos, whether that's the right pick or not, but hiring their coach because of all the energy and excitement that he brought to the table. So, yeah, I think that's the trend right now. I think what you have to do as a head coach is find that balance. I think Jay Norvell is one of those guys who's got a little bit of an outgoing personality, but at the same time, he's a smart guy and a great football coach and a good recruiter. And I think eventually, I'm with you, Brady, he's going to be very successful there.
Jerry, I'll tell you the same. We had our Avs insider, Kyle Fredrickson, on earlier. I said, do not let the Avs struggle this year because we need it. After the football season we've had, we need our winter sports to do well. Jerry, I'm tasking you with the same thing. Do not let this UNC Bears basketball team struggle. We need them, my friend.
Okay, put that on my shoulders. I will take it. Brady, I'm the kind of man that will take on that challenge. Okay, you got it.
I know you will. I know you will. And it's the same thing when you're calling the Rockies. I tasked you with that, Jerry. So you got to change what you did in the Rockies season and do the opposite in the Bears season, okay?
Well, you should have told me before this past season with the Rockies. Maybe I could have done something about it.
I know. Well, in your defense, I waited until late. They were well out of the playoff race. And then I just said, Jerry, come on. I put some dollars on this one. Can you will a victory here? And it was by that time, it was much too late.
Don't forget the Nuggets, too. That's a championship caliber team.
Oh, man. I am so high on this Nuggets team. Portland tonight. Speaking of Damian Lillard, they got Portland tonight. So let's see if they can make it three in a row.
Yep, I love this team. I'm like you, and I think they're not only healthy, but they're determined. So, yeah, I'm excited about this. Hey, to get that win at Golden State on Friday night.
Oh, my goodness.
What a great early season victory on the road. Wow.
Kind of erased that opening loss to Utah in my mind. So yeah. They're looking good. Jerry, my friend, let's talk more basketball soon. I love talking all basketball things with you. So I can't wait to get you back rolling here with us at KFKA.
Anytime, my man.
All right. There he is, Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears, 12:43 the time. We got a lot to hit here. We do have the Clay Millen Show coming up at 1 o'clock, and it's our first win with Clay Millen as the starter because he was hurt when they beat when they had their win against Nevada. So we're excited to talk to Clay about that at the 1 o'clock hour. Let's take a break. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.